Commentary on story number 31, taken from the Discourses of Rumi. This again is pointing out how a individual working in the field does what is needed for the particular conditions and situations in which they are. One of the statements which is very interesting is that Rumi himself is contradicted. In other times, he says that he's vexed by poetry. He doesn't think there's anything worse. And yet at other times he talks about how beneficial it is, how good it is to convey what he's doing within the field of words. And then at other times he discusses and talks about how silly the use of words are and how all they do is point the way to something which is more real. And so he speaks about the more real use of words. In other words, he's saying what needs to be done and is doing what needs to be done in the particular situation. And his observations and comments are based upon his condition and his perception of reality and the need at that particular time. However, one of the things that he does point out is that people will buy what they want regardless of their need. And, well, he also says they'll buy what they need, but they'll buy those goods even if they're the most inferior merchandise around, if that's what they perceive that they need. And so when a person is working in the field, and Rumi again addresses this, they make an assessment of what is needed by the people, what they will accept, what they will buy, and then couches their approach and in the way that is acceptable to those particular people. If they were living in a different society, they would act differently. It's a good indication that when you see the same individual acting exactly in the same way in many, many different situations and conditions, that they are not really paying attention to what is needed and the conditions of the situation, but rather are caught into their own particular mode of doing things and are oblivious to the outer situation. This is also one of the reasons why it's been said many times that a person working in another country with another language really, to be effective, needs to understand and speak that language, understand that culture, be able to converse in the subtle manners. Otherwise, again, the person is just speaking to an audience, and although they can use inspiration and intuition to gain a good sense of the condition of the people and can observe the reactions of the interpreter, unless he understands exactly what's being said, he himself won't be able to really be effective. He's working through somebody else, and that person has to be able to have the same attunement and consciousness and awareness and perception and delicacy as does the original speaker. And those folks are very, very far between each other. They're generally speaking, they're acting as real workers themselves. This is the end of this particular commentary.